Reeser, St. Helena, California, February 2, 1908. Elder Reeser, Los Angeles, California. Dear Brother, I was much pleased to read your letter dated January 31st. It gave me encouragement, for I can see that the Lord is working with you. I have just had an interview with Brother Gilbert, the converted Jew. He is looking much better in health than when I saw him last, and his wife looks well. He had much to say in the short time he was with me, and he spoke clearly and distinctly. He always has a very interesting history to relate. He certainly is doing a good work. I hope he will be able to raise money for the place he has just purchased. How thankful I would have been if I could have given him something for this enterprise, but I was unable to do this. I am so thankful, Elder Reeser, that you are deciding to walk in the light as Christ is in the light. As the Lord's messengers, we need to walk in every ray of light that comes to us as a people. We must live in the light, holding on to the man of Calvary who gave his life for the life of the world. Read the 19th chapter of Revelation. We are living amid the closing scenes of this earth's history. Should we who occupy the position of watchmen on the walls of Zion pass along without discerning the messages which every minister should be giving at this time, the result would be eternal loss. Many souls are quieted to sleep because the trumpet gives forth no certain sound. My brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, that ye may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And taking the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18.